Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome back. Hour two of our radio program here on Wednesday.
Try it again, please.
We are certainly behind, but that's because we're having fun talking about Kirk Herbstreit for some reason. And Desmond Howard. So
College game day, man.
Yeah. I love college game day.
They've done a nice job.
Yeah, I tell you what, two things. I never used to like College Game Day. I would just skip it, and I like the signs, I guess. But then I would just turn it on at 9. Now I get up, I'll turn that thing on because I really like Nick Saban. I think he does a great job on there.
Yeah.
And I think Pat McAfee has brought an energy to that show that it was sorely lacking.
You cannot deny the fact, whether you love him or hate him, Pat McAfee on that show is a force of nature, and he runs it. That
He's
show
great.
That show right now is Pat McAfee and everyone else that's kind of holding on and plays a supporting role.
Yeah, he's great at it, I think the thing about it is like all the bros are out in the audience, and that's his audience.
Yes.
So it just works. So I think they do a good job with it. And Herbie's on there; he's all he's doing his boo, and then
Desmond's doing his boo.
But the one thing I want to say about what Herbie said, we played the audio last segment, and he's mad because he's getting tired of stupid fans. And listen, I'm an idiot, and you're an idiot, and we're all idiots. Okay.
Sure.
In many ways, Herbstreit's an idiot. We all have our blind spots, this and that. We all have our biases, whatever. Nobody's perfect. That said, fans really can be quite dumb.
Absolutely.
And what he's talking about is the idea that, ESPN has a contract with the SEC. Of course, people high up at ESPN want to preserve that contract, and not only preserve it, but get more for it the next time that it's up, right? I mean, this is we have the Ducks contract here, and this is just age old. But the idea that, and fans do this all the time, they think that there is an edict coming from above to say nice things about this conference or this team because we have a contract with that team. I'm telling you guys, that does not happen. There may be a few instances here or there. I'm not in on all the big higher up meetings, but we've been in this business for a lot of years and know a lot of people in this business. It just doesn't happen. The thing that you do as an analyst or the Herbstreits do, is a fine line. When you're going to be critical, you have to be careful. Like there are consequences for what you say, but there are consequences for anything you say on any show.
Mm-hmm.
If you cross a line, whether that be about sports or otherwise. So it's just not a thing. Fans think it's a big thing. It's just not at all.
Yeah.
Like at all.
Yeah.
It's most of the time, analysts and people in our business, I'll just keep it to sports, they're just saying what they think. And that doesn't mean they don't have biases. That doesn't mean that they're not wrong. But these conspiracy theories of, you just love the SEC. It's just, I get his frustration because fans, they're lazy thinkers. Yeah. That's what it is. It's convenient to think that because it makes you feel better about something that they're not saying about your allegiances.
Well, I'm sure for him, too, it's like, wait, if I'm a homer for Ohio State, but now I'm a homer for the SEC, like, which one is it? Like, it's like when we get accused of either, you're like, hey, you guys love the Ducks, and then I'll have someone else the very next day say that I hate the Ducks. Or is it possible that I just have a neutral opinion and when something good happens, I say it's good, and when it's negative, it's negative? One of the things you get in this business all the time is, oh, you hate. But it does feel like Herb Street is maybe a little more sensitive to that than others.
Yeah, and you don't have to
address
it. No. And, you know, it's just, you just it's an eye roll.
But I think Herb Street, one, in the role that he plays and knowing that he has affiliations and the fact that now he is kind of the head football guy at ESPN, it means a lot to him to be perceived as neutral. And I think he said that he works really hard to be neutral, especially with Ohio State. So it clearly gets under his skin when he's accused of it.
But I think he is. And normally we would say, well, if you get sensitive about something like this, means there's truth to it. He's just frustrated because he knows that that's not true.
Yeah.
And
you can't really win either.
You can never. And that's why you don't address it, is you just eye roll and move on. But I'm telling you, if you want to be better as a fan or a consumer of sports content.
Yeah.
Don't get so serious about it and throw away your conspiracy theories. I'm telling you, it just doesn't work that way. Half the time, management doesn't even listen to anything we say. They don't care. No. They only care when it gets back to them or becomes a problem with the bottom line.
Well, it's the old Silence of the Lambs thing, right? What do you covet? You covet what you see every day. So I will say that if you cover the Oregon Ducks every day, you will get to know that team. You will get to know their coach. You will get to know their players. Therefore, you will have more of an intimate knowledge than you would, say, Ohio State. But if we covered Ohio State on a day-to-day basis, we'd probably talk about them a little bit differently. So if you do have the SEC and most of your games that you cover are going to be the SEC, you are going to be more knowledgeable talking about what? The SEC. Right? Gary Danielson covered the SEC for how many years? I promise you that that's still a little weird for him to get to know all of the Big Ten teams. But if you sat down and had a college football conversation with him, my guess is he leads with the Big Ten because it's what you see every day. And that can lead to people being like, well, that is right. What I am paid to do.
Yes.
I'm paid to cover the Big Ten. Therefore, I'm going to talk a lot about the Big Ten. It doesn't mean that what I'm saying is horse crap. It doesn't mean that I'm putting down someone else, but it does mean that I cover that every day. Therefore, I'm going to speak on it.
I don't think people understand how big of a crater there is between management and on-air talent.
Yeah.
Like, dude, they are not in cahoots. Like, this text says, couldn't disagree more. If you don't think ESPN promotes the SEC, you are ignoring the money, influence, and business. That isn't remotely what I said.
No.
Of course ESPN promotes the SEC, but when it comes to top analysts
being told what
they are not told what to say or what to promote. They are smart enough to know like I said, they have to be careful what they say because they know who cuts their paychecks and who they're in bed with. It's not unlike us here with the Ducks. We have the Ducks contract, okay?
Yeah.
So our station, the station that we're on, promotes the Ducks.
Mm-hmm.
Just like that man said, ESPN promotes the SEC. Yes, not denying that. Of course we promote the Ducks. We have the contract. Us being analysts or talk show hosts on that station, there has never been one iota said to us ever about what to say about the Ducks. No. Not once.
Never.
So it's just a made-up fan thing, you guys. I'm telling you, if there's one thing you trust me on, it's this. We've been in the business a long time. We know a lot of people in the business at the national level and the local level. It's just not a thing.
Yeah.
And people think it's a thing, but it may, and that's fine. It may make you feel better, but it's easier to just put someone in a box and say they're biased than actually think about what they're saying. It's lazy thinking.
Yes.
But people do it all the time, so it just is what it is. See, now I'm getting all fired up about it.
You and Herbie, man.
Me and Herbie, we're going to go.
You're going to want a pod and start cussing.
He should. Yeah.
Oh,
I think that's my
new. I think you said he should
Did I dump that? No, he wasn't. What did it sound like?
It sounded like the
almost
other.
Almost did
it. It sounded like the other S. I was like, edgy now.
Yeah. I think it's because we just bleeped a bunch of Herb Street S's. So
I guess someone said, too, that I guess he goes on with McAfee and he's one of the boys and he talks it up. He curses, well, too.
Aren't there rumors? This is obviously all just social media posts.
Is he gay?
No. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Schultzy breaking news.
They told me to say that.
They did.
ESPN told me to say that.
No, just many social media posts out there alleging that he is not the best guy behind the scenes.
Herbie?
Kirk Herbstreit, that he puts on this. You guys are saying, oh, I'm sure he's nice. I think that's the persona.
He seems nice.
That we're seeing. Exactly, but I have read, I don't know if this is true, that he's a D behind the scenes.
What does that mean?
Luke? That he's hard to work with.
Oh, and maybe.
That
he's probably a diva.
A little bit of a prima donna.
Those people, like,
yeah,
when you
those
get,
guys get to that
when
level.
When you get to that level, chances, like, he's got his GD dog flying in
on
in
a bed,
private
in a
plane
jet,
in a bed.
Yeah.
Like, I'm gay, I'm gay, I'm gay.
Jeez.
I went to the UW Oregon game a couple years ago when it was in UW, the DeBoer, the year that UW played for the national championship game. And Herbie, I think that was still Ben. I think this Ben's dead now. I think this one's Peter.
Yeah, it's a new one.
Isn't this a clone, too?
I think he said it was a clone.
Well, he's got a bunch. He's got like six.
Weird.
Yeah, he's got a bunch of golden retrievers.
I love goldens, but.
And Herbie was, so we went down on the field before the game. We were milling around. Herbie had his dog out there. I'm telling you, dude, Herbie and that dog run college football. When they're down there, you would think, who else? Because there was a couple celebrities that were there. Who's like Joel McHale was there. And like Ty Burrell was milling around. There was some comedian. I'm trying to remember who it was. There was a big comedian. So anyway, there's a bunch of people down there. No one gave two Fs. What they wanted to see was Herbstreit, and more importantly,
Pete.
They wanted the damn dog.
Is it Pete?
This one was Ben. This one is the old one, but this old one was Ben, I believe. And boy, I'll tell you what, you would have thought that Jesus himself had roamed down to Seattle when that golden retriever hit the field. Oh my goodness.
What a great bit.
So yes, when your dog becomes the biggest celebrity at one of the biggest games of the year, yeah, you probably get crowned up a little bit. You're like, yeah, man, that's how we do it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, me and my dog. I just don't think there's a lot of high-level talent like that that isn't a little prima donna-y. It just is.
That doesn't mean it's okay.
I can't just show up.
It is okay, Schultzy. Yeah. It doesn't mean a damn thing.
I can't just show up with my Akita at Autzen and be like, what's up, man?
I actually think you can.
I got my dog.
What's up, man? Just go roam the field there as he takes a big giant steamer on the field. Like, you can't.
Look, we got Sook his own suite with his puppy.
can't do that.
You can do that. You know what? It's part of dealing with talent.
Can I say something, too? This is going to be my most controversial statement.
Oh, God.
Kaw, my Akita, 1,000 times cuter and cooler than Herbstreit's dog.
Probably not controversial at all.
If I went toe-to-toe and I showed you Ben.
I don't know.
And then I showed you Kaw, I'm telling you.
I was alive.
Kaw dominates that dog.
Doesn't everyone think that about their own dog, though?
I'm telling you, man.
Golden retrievers are so generic.
They are. Yeah, he is a very generic looking dog.
When I walk my dog around, people pull up in cars and are like, oh my God, what is that? And can I grab him? And you have to be like, well, I mean, you can try.
Grab him by the...
Well, there's a lot of people that want to...
You know, I learned it from my leader.
Well, they want to get their hands on him. And I have to be like, you got to go a little easy there, man. You got a little... I think if I showed up with my dog and was like, move over, Herbstreit, I think Kaw takes the cake. I think he shoves Peter... out of the way.
So you're saying Kaw is a bigger star than Peter. Just Kaw has not had the opportunity.
Yes. I think Kaw is the guy that's running like the independent like music label and he's out grinding. Meanwhile, Peter, dude, he's just Hollywood fluff.
Yeah.
Kaw's just waiting for his big break.
I think Goldens are cool. I had a Golden, loved old Bo Cephas, but you know, Schultzy's right. It's a little generic. And theirs are like perfectly groomed and perfectly. Yeah, it's like, okay. But I have a little anecdote here, too, and I know we have to go, but we have a small dog. You've met Molly.
Yeah, Molly Tengies.
Molly Tengies, yes. When my wife first got her, I was like, dude, that is the ugliest dog I've ever seen. That dog is so stupid. Why did you get that dog?
Yeah.
Now I think she's the cutest thing in the whole world. Mm. So this is my point, is that I think that once you spend enough time, even with the ugliest of dogs...
Yeah.
you think they're the cutest
thing. I asked the question, though. When you take Molly 10 G's around...
Yes, people do, yes.
People think she's the cutest
super
thing.
Cute.
She's super cute.
Oh, my God. Women? Mm. Mostly women, because guys don't... You know, you got a little 15-pound dog.
Yeah.
No guy's like, hey, what's that? Looks hot. You know?
Yeah.
Women, and particularly girls in the neighborhood...
Yeah. They love it.
Oh, my God. Molly... Oh, my God. Can I pet your dog? What's her name?
That is very on brand. And why?
They love her.
Some of the best advice I got when I was like 19 or 20, trying to like, hey, how do I go hit on girls? Someone told me, buy a dog. Go to a dog park.
Yeah, for
it
sure.
works.
Yeah. Bottom, oh, it definitely works.
Bottom line is this.
Well, you got to buy a cute dog.
I'm launching. Absolutely. I'm launching my car campaign.
Get it started.
I'm gonna make him a star.
Get it started.
And I do have breaking dog news, but we're up against it. Yeah. So.
Let's come back next. Yeah. By the way, a new Schulte drop today.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
Fine.
Schulte, you're not fine.
I'm fine.
Schulte needs a retriever stat.
Yeah. No kidding. Get that.
What?
Get that boy a.
Yeah. Need something.
Some good news in my life. How about that?
Therapy dog. Mm. All right. Well, you have dog news. I don't know where we go from here. You know, we'll just do a segment and stuff.
I'll figure something out.
Coming up next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Welcome back. Well, we're stuck in a short segment vortex as In the News is coming up next.
Let's blame the Schnitzel Wolf in there. Look at him. He's having such a great day anyways.
He's fine.
I'm fine.
I'm worried about him.
I feel like we should be.
Nothing says I'm fine better than...
I'm fine.
I'm fine.
At least if you're gonna lie, can you like... Can you spice up the lie a little bit?
You know, now that I hear it, yeah, that did not sound convincing at all.
It's like when you ask your wife, hey, honey, are you doing okay? I'm fine.
What's wrong? Nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah, I'm that guy today. My
like
apologies.
You care.
Yeah. Love you guys.
We love you too, Schulte. Do you have dog news before we move along? I think I thought you...
Yeah, I was. Well,
I thought you did. But.
I'm going to start a campaign to challenge Herb Street's dog for supremacy, because quite frankly, I find his golden retrievers to be very mid. very plain. Mm-hmm. Like, what do you remember when that North Carolina recruit took a, he flexed on a Toyota Camry? There was a big defensive lineman recruit that went to North Carolina and did his photo shoot, like, all gangstered out on the hood of a Toyota Camry. Like, what do you, like, really?
I think it's kind of funny we're now being critical of dogs in sports TV.
Yeah, I'm being critical of,
I think the dog needs to smile more.
Yeah, I don't, these are plain and boring. But I realize that if I'm going to challenge Herd Street for dog supremacy, and I totally believe that Ka is superior to Ben and Peter in every way, we have another one. Next week, I shall be adding to my crew. There will be a second.
Whoa.
Unruly large Akita coming to my household.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Why?
It turns out, so everyone in my family has been trying to, because our other two dogs passed away. So now it's just Kai, he's by himself. And I personally think he's fine being by himself. But everyone else has been like, no, we need another dog. And I'm adamant, no, we're not going to have one. But the lady who breeds where we got our Akita from, tragedy in her life, circumstances changed immediately, and she has to shut down the entire operation. And so she has 16 dogs that were part of her breeding program.
Whoa.
That have to find homes. And I saw this post, and I don't know why. It was like one of those things where I was so against having another dog, but I've always had more than one. And so I called her, and I said, what can I do? And I kind of told her, I said, if you have something that kind of fits this narrow parameter, and she goes, yep. Showed me a photo of just the most gorgeous Akita, who would make a wonderful little girlfriend for Ka.
What's her name? Does she have a name?
Yeah, Obake. Oh. Oba.
Are you going to rename?
No, that'll be her.
Huh?
Look at that thing.
Yeah, you think that dog's cute?
That is a...
I mean, it's a good-looking dog.
That is a regal. She's a regal bitch.
Well, regal is different than cute.
Yes.
I mean, you're describing as, oh, so cute, and I just want to squeeze your cheeks. Yeah, that dog will rip your face off.
Nah.
It's a beautiful dog.
It's a beautiful dog.
Cute, not how I would describe that little girl there, but hey, congratulations.
And she's like 130 pounds. I don't know if little is the right thing either, so... But yes, I have gone against my best interest, and we will now be...
Is this tomorrow?
No, probably over the weekend. We'll probably... It's in Grants Pass, so I gotta get on the road and drive a little bit. Don't worry, I'll probably get some meth on my way down there, too.
Do you have to put it through detox?
Well, you know, just kind of slowly, you know, acclimate it to that. So now that I have two, I can officially challenge Herb Street for not just one dog supremacy, but really... Dude, my dogs are way better than Herb Street's dogs.
Well, it's interesting. You know, you better get down there before Saturday because, you know, your big chance, College Game Day is here.
Oh, yeah.
This weekend.
Yeah.
I feel like you should storm the set.
I just show up.
Storm the set. You know those people that bring out the trays of meats and food for them?
Yes.
You should somehow weasel your way into being one of those and then just happen to have your dogs.
Yes. Oh, here's two. Sorry, Peter.
And then
move your sorry ass over.
Then have some. Well, so you can't be mean to Peter. Like that's not the way to go about this. I know you're a violent man, Jason, but you can't handle it that way. People love Peter.
Yeah.
What you have to do is you have to get somebody to throw out a viral post.
Yeah.
Hey, did you see those dogs on game day? Oh my God, look at this. Yeah. And get some word of mouth going.
Yeah.
Before you know it, they're inviting you to game day.
Instead of a private plane, we'll be driving down in a 2019 Subaru Outback with the seats laid down so the dogs can have some room. Who needs? We're dogs and men of the people.
What if they hate each other? You ever thought about that?
Ka loves everybody.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just give them food. Give them
As someone
food next
points
week.
Out, Golden Retrievers are 7-9 BS.
6-7. Yeah.
They golden certainly
retrievers
can
are 6-7.
Be. When I had a Golden, I loved him. He was so awesome.
Yeah.
Because they're such good dogs. They're malleable dogs. They're so easy.
Yeah.
That said, he was an idiot. And now that I've had some rescues and smart dogs, mm-hmm. I realize how dumb he was.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I can see that.
No, it's true.
Yeah.
I mean, how you're thinking about it. No, I'm telling you, Bo was an idiot. And I didn't realize it at the time because he was my first, my second dog.
Yeah.
But my first dog was a childhood dog, and I don't know what was going on with that dog. Anyway, I love dogs, and I love Schultzy.
I appreciate you. I love you guys, too. I legitimately think that people think that specifically retrievers are the smart, wise dogs.
Yeah, not at all.
No, but remember Homeward Bound?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Chance, the bulldog, was dumb, and the smart one was the retriever.
Right.
So
I'm fine.
Yeah, there are some smart retrievers.
Yeah.
But, boy.
I think we've all had that one dumb dog.
Yeah.
Right? I had a boxer that was a little bit like, durr. Just got
durr. You know. Simple.
Man's best friend. There you go. Simple is a good.
Want to play ball? Want to play ball?
Yeah.
Want to play ball? Yeah. Want to play ball? Want to play ball? Want to play ball? Want to play ball?
All right. That's enough of that crappy ass segment. You guys deserve better than that.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. That's great. Congratulations.
Yeah, excited.
New dog.
Even though you.
That's exciting.
Even
time.
Though you're scared.
I'm not scared.
She's adorable.
That's not cute.
It's adorable.
That dog is not adorable.
It's regal.
Okay, that I'll take. It's not adorable.
She's a pretty, pretty bitch princess.
All right, where are we?
And no, there will be no pups. Both of them will have...
You're not going to let him do it?
Well, Kyle's already been fixed, and she will She will have to be fixed. That and their cousins.
Hey,
so.
Let's talk about infant botulism.
Ah! Well, there's a
All right!
There's a shift in
let's
it.
Let's talk about infant botulism.
Wait, are we giving infants Botox? Hell yeah, let's go. Tired of these ugly babies. Let's smooth them out.
Here's Schultz.
Now, from the George McCoy and Warren Allen Sports Desk, a SportsCenter update on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM and 1080 AM.
First on the Fan, a quick turnaround for the Portland Trail Blazers after losing last night. It was actually a pretty late tip because of the natty TV audience and their loss against the Suns. Right back on the court against the Bulls tonight at Moda. Drew Holiday out with a calf strain. Shaden Sharp listed as doubtful with calf soreness. Jeremy Grant, he is questionable with an illness. Chicago, a 4.5-point favorite because of all those injuries. Tip off at 7 p.m. on KATU Channel 2.2. A lot of NFL notes today. Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski says rookie Shedeur Sanders will start at quarterback this weekend against the Raiders since Dylan Gabriel is still in concussion protocol. And the Saints moving on from former Beavers wideout Brandon Cook. He signed a 2-year, $13 million deal just last March. Big news out of Major League Baseball. ESPN pulling an about-face, agreeing to a new 3-year media rights deal with Major League Baseball that includes 30 weeknight games a season. MLB.tv also moving to the ESPN app. They also gained the in-market streaming rights for 6 teams whose games are produced by MLB, including the Seattle Mariners. More sports scores and stories in 30 minutes. I'm Schultze from the George McCoy at Warren Allen Sports Desk. Heard missing work? Insurance companies acting like jerks? Don't call your mom. Call George McCoy at warrenallen.com.
Recruiting with Andrew Nemec, Thursday evenings at 7, after Isaac and Souk on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM and 1080 AM.
So when Souk's really cute dog rips your face off, you can call the advocates, Ken and Donnie, and they will protect you.
My regal bitch princess, Obachan. Yeah, don't do that. But if someone else's dog
rips... No, do that.
Well, you can't have a dog that's ripping people's face off. That is...
it's a no-no.
Well, speaking of that, I have had a dog rip into my face, and it's not fun. So, yes.
And it's not an Akita.
It is. No, it was not. Shockingly enough... Pitbull. Yeah, so be careful out there, people, because life comes at you fast. One minute you're handing the dog a treat, next thing you know, it's ripping into your face. Or you're taking a left-hand turn and some old lady in a Cadillac side plows you. So If you have been hurt, don't trust the insurance companies. You might actually want to contact someone, and that someone being the advocates.
Yeah, they're great. They don't get paid until you win. Consultations are always free, and they have a whole team of experts ready to help you when something goes wrong. You never know when you're going to need one, so keep them filed away. Put them in your phone. Just remember that we talked about them, whatever you got to do. But remember the advocates, Ken and Donnie. If you've been injured, you need more than a lawyer. You deserve an advocate. Go to advocateslaw.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Very intense broadcast today.
It has been. Well, it started off with the Schnitzel Wolf, and then it set a tone, and we followed that
tone. I think that's right. We're feeding off of Schnitzel Wolf's angst.
Well, when we asked, you know, how this show is going so far.
Great!
I'm fine.
Fine. And by the way, someone reached out, and I did want to put this out there with our hot dog news. The lady in which I got my dogs from is having to, unfortunately, rehome her entire breeding stock. So if you have a loving home and you've used to having a big dog, or you love Akitas, they are some of the nicest people you'll ever meet. They're just down in Southern Oregon, about 4 hours away. You can either reach out to me, or if you want, Table Rock Akitas. You can find them on the web. You can find them on Facebook. Reach out. Dominique can answer your questions, because they do have dogs that within the next couple weeks really do need to find loving homes. And I had one of the listeners reach out and was like, hey, does she have a male? Yes. They have everything from like a couple months up to like 5 or 6 years that are older dogs. So if it's something you're interested, reach out to me, social media, or again, Table Rock Akitas. And they're just wonderful people. And it's the best dog I've ever had. So I just wanted to throw that out there, because I'm looking to help some good people that are facing some real struggles right now in life.
It is November 19, 2025. It's time for... Thank you.
We're fine.
It's brought to you by The Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today is International Men's Day.
Hey, look at us.
Suck it.
I'd like to say on International Men's Day, go women everywhere, because men can't do anything right and we all suck, and we just have to praise women all day.
I think that's right.
Yeah. There we go.
We love you, ladies. It's also World Toilet Day for some reason.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, come on.
Schultz's not happy.
Dude, I'm telling you, do yourself a favor and stop living in the Stone Ages and get yourself a Japanese toilet. At least a Japanese toilet seat. You'll never go back.
You know what the problem is?
What?
Do they have those at, like, Home Depot?
Costco.
Yeah.
Costco
about
carries
about $300 for a nice bidet.
Get yourself a Brondell, and get yourself the one with the plug-in, so you can get the heated seat, heated water, the blow-dry. You can get the talcum powder if you want. I don't think you need it, but I'm telling you, you get one. As long as you got an outlet you can plug it into, and get ready, because your life and your keister are about to get so much better.
See, I agree, but I just think the problem maybe in the States is that they're just not around.
I know.
You go to the toilet store, you don't see them.
We got to normalize them.
Yeah.
Well,
you got to put them in Home Depot.
The Japanese toilets are thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
So that's why you just get the toilet seat. Spend for Christmas, if you're like, honey.
Just the seat, you're saying.
Just the seat.
Yeah.
The seat's like $300.
Just the tip.
So, and the seat's really all you need. So if your wife is like, I don't know what to get you, Brondell, Costco, pick it up. You're welcome.
I think all the big toilet paper companies, I wouldn't be surprised if they're lobbying to keep those things off the shelves.
Yeah.
They don't want to see people
big
buying those in America.
Big toilet paper.
Damn it.
Charmin's trying to keep us down.
God. Under the thumb of Big TP.
But I'm telling you, once you make the switch, you will never go back, and you'll ask yourself, why? Why didn't I do this sooner?
We have a new task force.
Oh, I love a good task force.
But first, let's talk about infant botulism.
Yeah, let's go. Infant Botox, it's about time. Like I said, tired of these ugly babies.
Different thing.
Oh, well, that's what botulism is. It was just shooting Botox. I thought we were... You're telling me that if you found out that the celebrity thing was... Because, you know, when babies come out, they're all ugly and wrinkly. They look like prunes. You're telling me it's not above a Vanderpump to shoot some Botox into a baby's face and smooth it out for, like, a photo shoot?
I would not be surprised to read about that tomorrow.
Exactly.
On TMZ.
Yes.
But botulism is actually it's an illness.
Yes.
It is a bacteria.
Yes.
And it attacks the nervous system and the muscles. And we have some... This is from Portland.
Mm-hmm.
Some baby formula that was canned in Portland is linked to infant botulism.
Ah, that's no good.
Baby botulism.
Damn it.
Yeah, so it's organic baby formula manufactured by Heart. Mm. That's the company. Has issued a nationwide recall of all of its products after U.S. health officials linked the formula to an outbreak of infant botulism that has sickened at least 15 babies. They said that the cases have been reported in Oregon, Washington, and numerous other states.
Well, that's no good.
Yes. It causes profound weakness, constipation, difficulty swallowing. And so even though infant botulism is quite rare, it certainly is a very serious situation.
No good. No good. So...
By Heart. By... With a K, so the word buy.
So if you have it, do we just toss it?
I think you should toss it.
Yeah.
I'm not telling you, I'm just telling you.
Can you get like a reef? I bet if you go to the place where you buy it, they'll give you a...
Schulte will get you one.
Yeah.
Well, they always run those kind of like, send us your receipt or show proof of purchase.
Get you a refund or whatever.
Yeah, there'll be a website for that, I'm sure.
Yeah, it says By Heart accounts for about 1% of baby formula sales nationwide. And it does say that they'll help all families replace affected products.
That's good.
So check your labels.
Yeah.
Or don't.
Yeah, whatever.
Roll the dice.
Yeah, play roulette.
So we have a new task force, Jace. I know you love a good task force.
Love a good task force. So hopefully they're not meant to do anything. They're just meant to to look into but not actually solve anything.
That's the thing.
Those
it's
are
like
my favorites.
But that's all task force. Like every time they do this, it's like, why can't you just do your job? Why do you need a task force? My job is so hard. I need a group of 7 people to look over it for me.
Yes, you got it.
God.
Have to figure it out, man.
Well, now we have a task force to tackle burglaries.
Mm.
Okay, we need a burglary task force.
Have to figure this out.
Yeah, that's right. Portland area law enforcement agencies will start working together to identify and bring down burglary rings, which just that line right there, isn't that their job?
to bring down? Yeah, that
they will now start.
to figure it out. Well, I mean...
The Burglary Task Force will include the Gresham, Portland, and Port of Portland Police Departments, TriMet, the Multnomah County Sheriff's Office, and the Multnomah County DA's Office. Mm. Detectives, officers, and investigators from these agencies will meet regularly to share information and coordinate investigations.
Well, I mean,
I guess that's good.
I guess. Is this going to lead to anyone being caught and or prosecuted?
Well, if they share information... You would think that, yes, a bigger ring could maybe... They could see some patterns.
Right.
I mean, I'm just surprised that they don't... they don't do this anyway, but okay. Yeah,
well,
the
Rob,
joke's
they
on
can't
me.
Do it without a task force. Damn it! We need a force!
I mean, this doesn't even sound like a task force. It sounds like, hey, we're actually going to start talking to each other.
Well, maybe we form a committee, and then the committee recommends a task force, and then we get a task force, and then we actually get a team that goes out and does it. It's a progress. It's like tipping over a Coke machine. You don't just stop burglaries. We got to rock it a little bit.
Yeah.
Then we push it over. Then we stop.
The lack of information shared between departments is stunning. I mean, there should be like a database that everything, you just kind of have to put it into it. But remember, they're all fighting for funding, possibly sometimes each other.
The database.
They don't want
you know, others to get investigations running with a leg up on theirs. It's stupid. It is so dumb.
Wait, now you're saying they're competing?
Yes.
Competing burglary investigations?
No, competing for funding, right? So, like, one county sheriff's department will be competing against another county sheriff's department for money from the state, right? And they're just not incentivized. This is such a stupid system. They're not incentivized to work together, damn it.
But, guys.
Schulte's fired up. I love
it. He's fine. He's fine.
Hey,
I'm fine.
Clearly. Don't get him started on Task Force, man.
I know. Whew. Sorry, I did. Or am I?
Well, like to wind him up a little bit.
What percentage of Clark County residents can't afford Clark County?
Oh.
This is my next story.
Clark County, the whole reason you live in Clark, the only reason I live there is because it's more affordable than living in Portland. I don't know, 30%.
Find out next on The Fan.
Love that tease.
This is The Fan's Window into Sports. A view into today's top stories. Brought to you by Window Nation. Online at windownation.com.
No layups. Williams outside, lost it. Ryan Dunn scoops it up. And Ryan hammers it home.
Hey, the Suns...
It didn't go well.
Hey, that Suns team looks pretty good.
They're okay, but boy, that was... Portland has the last couple games... it's very injury-riddled, and by the way, they may be more shorthanded tonight.
Who? Why?
The Blazers.
Why?
Well, Grant's still ill. Shaden Sharpe's out with a calf.
God.
Holiday's out. It's not going great, man.
Play the Chinese guy.
They did last night.
No, I saw him.
It didn't.
I like those unis.
Yeah,
I do. I think
ones.
Those are cool.
Don't tell Dirt that.
Why?
He hates them. And he bitches about them all the time.
Is Dirt 75 years old?
Well, he's very opinionated about the PDX jerseys.
This month, 50% off all window styles at Window Nation. Also, 0% financing for 5 years. Schedule your free consultation at windownation.com. All right, this is in the news, November 19, 2025. Hello, thank you. Your noted newsman here. I was asking you what percentage of people in Vancouver, or Clark County, actually, cannot afford to live there.
It has gotten more expensive over there, but as far as the suburbs go of Portland, it is one of the more affordable suburbs out there.
Well, according to new findings, half of Southwest Washington residents do not have enough money to afford basic necessities like housing and food.
Yikes.
This is data from the Urban Institute, and it shows a widening gap between Clark County residents' earnings and their cost of living. Housing costs remain the largest obstacle for most Clark County residents, according to the report. And when broken down by zip code, some neighborhoods paint an even grimmer picture. 90% of low-income residents in the 98661 and 98663 zip codes have trouble affording housing. That's Minnehaha.
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 And then Rose Village neighborhood.
I don't know that one.
That's 98663.
Minnehaha is not like the best area of...
Well, I said low income.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. Makes sense.
What are you doing to people up there? You have to answer for this.
I feel bad,
man. What's the matter with you?
I mean, we have a... I mean, that's the thing, right? For all the problems we have, the wage gap...
It's getting expensive everywhere.
It is.
It's not just Clark County.
I mean, we all have to feel it. Like, you go out to eat. Like, I like just chicken and rice, like a chicken teriyaki place. And it's now $17-$18 for white rice and some teriyaki chicken.
Anything. You're not getting out for under $15 now. Probably $20.
No, and just it's everywhere you go. Despite what people tell you that prices are coming down, they're just not. Stuff is expensive everywhere.
A big orange man that says that, good old prices are coming down. Like, what are we talking about?
Yeah, it's rough right now. Is that's a shocking number, though. 50%.
Yeah.
And again, that's the affordable place to live. Again, that's why a lot of people live over there as opposed to in Portland. It's more affordable, but.
Isn't that how that usually works? The lower income areas are usually the ones priced out first because that's why they're there in the first place, because it costs less. Yeah. If those goods start going up, what the hell are they going to do?
Well, and then what happens too is eventually people with more money come in and start buying up those areas, and then those people get pushed out, and you know.
You know what's crazy too? a cost that not enough people talk about? Childcare.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I can only imagine.
Well, the average annual price of childcare in Southwest Washington, just Washington, in your state, is $38,000.
Good Lord.
Nationwide, the number is only $29,000. Still high.
Still high.
But that's crazy.
And that's for a lot of people. It's like, I know people that are actively debating whether or not it's worth having the second parent work because
you know,
you're putting in all this time, and you know, let's say you're making $52,000, and that's before taxes. You're paying $30,000 in health care, and then someone else is having to raise your kid. Like, there's a lot of people that are having that debate now. It's tough out there.
Didn't New Mexico just make childcare free statewide? They were the first one in the union to do that. I think it takes effect this month, actually.
What?
Yes. Yeah.
What a concept.
State funded childcare.
Thanks a lot, Biden. What's that?
New Mexico? Biden? Yeah.
They made it.
Oh, well, isn't he the president there?
I think so.
Or is that Obama?
In New Mexico?
That damn Obama.
Yeah. Bush.
That Mondami.
Yeah, no cost, universal child care.
You know
New Mexico.
You know what we should do on this?
What do you think?
Task force.
Wait,
committee.
We need to form a task force.
Yeah, committee on affordability, and then we move on to the task force.
And we'll
force.
Get their report in 3 years when everything's completely different.
I like it.
Or at least hopefully.
And we'll spend a lot of money on this committee, and I mean a lot.
All right. Well, it says the average monthly rent, $1,930 in Southwest Washington. Average home sale price in Southwest Washington, $451,000.
That is expensive for rent, man. That's
yeah, a couple G's is average. Yeah, that's pretty high.
Yeah,
pretty high. You need to get on it, and I think you're right. It starts with a committee. What doesn't start with a committee?
Well, I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
Things that work, but
hey, shut up.
You just do, you know. Sometimes you see something, you're like, hey, let's do something about it. But yeah.
We're gonna make shut a up. Committee that plans on the plan for like what?
All right, that's here in the news, November 19, 2025. Thank you. It's brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. It's the end of an era in Oregon, or is it? Coming up next on The Fam.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.